Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Borrell, proud supporter of those who build.
They're going nicely, aren't they, the Raiders? They're sitting in seventh position. I suppose all teams want to be doing a little bit better, but we'll find out. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Another one of those big accents playing in the NRL in Australia. It's great to have you on board, mate. How do you feel the Raiders are going?
Yeah, I feel like we're slowly finding our feet now, and it's combinations with his halves are coming together now. And hopefully we can show that this week again and get a good result against Canterbury.
Yeah. Is it living up to what you thought it would be, mate? You always had that sort of ambition to be in the NRL?
Oh, ever since I started playing professionally, I always wanted to come over to NRL, and I got my opportunity, and like you said, it's living up to my ambition now, and I just want to keep my head down and keep improving as a player.
Yeah, yeah. The intensity different. You were Catalan Dragons over there in the UK. Has it sort of lifted your game to another level?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot faster than back in Super League. Super League's a little bit slower than over here, so it took me a few weeks to get used to the speed, but I feel like I'm getting used to the speed now, and I'm enjoying my rugby now, so yeah.
Was it easier to have another fellow Pommy in the side?
Yeah, he made it a lot easier for me to come over here and settle down. Him and his wife now, they made it a lot easier for me and my girlfriend to come over and settle down. So, yeah, it helped a lot, yeah.
Hey, Elliot, you talk about the intensity of the National Rugby League. How do you go with the intensity of Ricky Stewart? How have you found him so far?
He's been very good. I really enjoyed playing under him. He's taught me a lot already, and hopefully he can keep learning off of him. I haven't really seen his angry side just yet. I've heard a lot about it before I find here. But
well, that's a good thing.
I think he's calmed down a little bit. But hopefully he don't have to get mad, and we can start keep get a roll on with wins.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing, mate. And look, there's some improvement. You've had a couple of injuries there to key players and get some consistency. It was a big win against the Warriors. I mean, they're a crazy side, the Warriors. They've got this huge potential and they're just not living up to it. So you go into a match against them and you're expecting them to play better than they obviously did.
Yeah, especially with the players they had, and especially being at home in front of the home crowd. We knew it was going to be a tough game, but I think, like I said about the combinations, they all gelled that day and it showed that we've been improving as a team. So hopefully we can carry on that this week.
Yeah, very much so. Is there any part of Aussie life or Aussie football you found hard to get used to, Elliot? Or has it been what you'd call a smooth transition?
Oh, people probably try to understand my accent. That's the hardest thing. No one can understand me.
Yeah, well, I find you easy to understand.
Yeah, no, I reckon you're pretty good.
My dad's a Pom, though, so maybe it's the fact
I started slowing down, though, now.
Yeah. Hey, I'm interested. State of Origin, did you watch a lot of it when you were back home? And given that we've got that week running into it, who are you going to support, New South Wales or Queensland?
I told Papale I'll have to support him for Queensland, so I'll have to support him.
Yeah. Did you watch much of it back home?
Yeah, I used to watch it all the time when I had chances to get up early and watch it, so... Yeah, it's a good game to watch, and probably the toughest game. The series is probably the toughest in our game, so it's always good to watch.
Well, you'll be able to have a Pommy conversation with James Graham on the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be good to catch up with Jammer. He's a good bloke, and it'd be good to see him. So hopefully he won't lose inside, but it'd be nice to see him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, mate, injury-wise, how are the Raiders holding up?
Yeah, I think we've got a few blokes back again this week. I think Sears come back from injury and Jeff came back last week. So on the injury side, we're looking good. I don't think we've got many injuries now. And hopefully, like I said, we can get a roll on and just keep building on confidence and keep working on them combinations.
And mate, look, it's news talk. I'm sure that you're removed from it. But Junior Paulo, there's some talk that he might be joining you guys mid-season. I don't know if that's true or not. Is there any talk down there about him?
Oh, I haven't heard anything. I know he's here for next year, and he'll be a great signing for us. He's a great player. strong runner in that. So if he come mid-season, it'd help us. But if not, I'm sure he'll do a job at Parramatta till the end of season for them and then come join us next year.
Elliot, we thank you so much for your time, mate. Good luck with the Canberra Raiders. Welcome down under too. It's the first time we've been able to chat with you, and keep the good form going.
No worries. Thank you very much.
And there he goes, Elliot Whitehead, playing for Canberra up against the Bulldogs Sunday afternoon. Get out there at GIO Stadium, and it's going to be the Raiders are the favourites at $1.65 over the Bulldogs, $2.30. So they're missing a couple of players, the Bulldogs, but they're short there, Canberra. Yeah. $1.65, the Bulldogs, $2.30.
Nice to hear. They haven't seen the angry side yet of Sticky Ricky. That's good.
Well, yeah, you don't want to.
No, I know, but there's been no need to.
He's
That's good.
He's going soft in his old age, Ricky.
That's really good.